第一項
Corporations that produce genetically modified foods claim that the technology has many advantages. Crops can be made resistant to pesticides and diseases. Fruit and vegetables can be grown in poor climates or soil conditions. They even claim that fish can grow to twice their normal size at twice the speed. All this sounds great, but it is important to ask who really benefits and what the risks are.Critics say that the gene food industry is driven by corporations for profit, not for the benefit of consumers or the world's poor. They argue that consumers could be at risk from genetically modified foods. Genetic engineering involves the joining and transferring of genes between different plants or animals. This process can create toxic substances in our food. It can also introduce known and unknown allergens into common foods.For example, when one leading food company wanted to increase the amount of protein in their soybeans, they used genes from the Brazil nut. The new product could not be sold, however, because scientists discovered that anyone who is allergic to Brazil nuts, and many people are, would also be allergic to the genetically modified beans. Despite these risks, genetically modified foods are entering our supermarkets at a rapid rate.A major concern is that current testing cannot detect all the possible health risks of genetic engineering. Most tests are conducted on laboratory animals for short periods of time, and so do not provide adequate answers about the long-term impact on human beings. Another problem is that most of the tests are carried out by the same companies that make the products. Since it is not in the interests of these companies to find fault with their own products,The objectivity of these tests is questionable. Labeling is one way to make consumers aware of what they are eating. In some countries, all genetically modified food is supposed to be labeled. In practice, however, this is not easy to achieve. It requires food producers and suppliers to separate genetically modified crops and foods from unmodified crops and foods.Many food producers and suppliers have been slow to do this because of the high costs involved. Major food corporations argue that labeling pushes up the price of products, making them unattractive to consumers. These issues are yet to be resolved. Consumers should be informed of the possible risks and make known their concerns about genetically modified foods. Are the benefits of longer-lasting foods, pesticide resistance, and faster growth worth the risks?